काम न कसो मिल्ला सभा पत्रहरू मेरो इङ्ग्लिस मेरो गाह्रो के गर्ने भयो खाता मर्ने Thank you, Johnny.
And the assembly will talk about that before next time we get anybody running for election.
Okay, thank you.
October of 87th. Because all the assembly members I talked to, they don't like what the way it worked either. But they don't have no choice. We have to help them somehow to spread them out. And so I know they're going to talk about it, and we'll be, before the next time that we have assembly members running, we'll try to help let everybody know, you know, what's the best way to get other villages to have representation. Villages around the mine to visit with the people, see what they think about the mine and kind of problems they had. And the closest village is named Umanak. And after that visit, because this region has, we're going to start in the same thing, the Umanak City Council decided that maybe they ought to try to get together with somebody up here, so they constitute, and they, through ICC and NANA, they contacted the city council in Cottsfield and said, we want to establish a sister city relationship, and then the city council of Cottsfield passed a resolution to establish this, and Willie Goodwin was mayor then, and he wrote them a letter saying, you know, we're ready to do it. Four council members from Umanak came here with the ICC. They're here now, and they've been working with Nina Dahl and the council to take care of what kind of agreement that they want to have. And when the ICC opens on Monday, they'll have a little ceremony setting up the sister city relationship. And some of the things that they want to do is exchange ideas, talk to each other, set up some kind of communications from Greenland to Kotzebue. And most of it will be, how are you doing with the mine, you know, that kind of stuff. There's other things they want to do. They want to exchange students. They want to send students from their village to Kotzebue High School and send Kotzebue High School students to Umanak. And other things like that. And so this is kind of a little extra special thing that's going on right now, and I thought you should know about it.
Johnny, this afternoon, noon time, we're having a council meeting to pass a resolution to that effect. So that's okay.
Well, we're sending them up to Sivanirvi this morning. And hopefully we'll send them down to Riley Rec too before they leave. We're trying to show them our programs and see what we're doing. They'll know more about what's going on in our region.
No, the city council in the past, and the resolution this afternoon for that. This afternoon.
quand j'étais petit, pour voir si ça marche, ça marche. Et par 1980, ça n'a comme un coup de coude, ça a coûté, 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 Green Lemon, Black Angel, even I could Black Angel mine one, Karama, Green Lemon, Kerman, it might be good. Kahna, Muna Kira, Sinatoti Gadil, Kano, Tabruma, Inupet, Kano Angalatoti Lama, Kahna, and Mokma, Ubati, Kanituta, Mumanamik, Adelik, Muna Kira, Tiketa. Tabung mo pit matil, tak nago mau ma cok itna kanit duhuting upa kuting itna ijagi macam ni jipik pisuk pisuk kuting tak ko pidot si samat ko lema mane tabung mo ngat agi mirut mau ngap cok takup duhuting kamu melamuk si pun ni awing mon kamu ngakuting ngasih Riley Rick Masuli, did you want to do it? The time was in Minyapata, see then a group one of what she would time that she won the council. Some of the city council in Guru, the one that took Tana, though it looks a map of Glamic Hanok, a grey mummy, resolution called Pinyan, getting armor of Hopkop. Then a mug of Tana, Pinyan, the woman. That can be go to high school of God, Moma, Picket Tarumun. That can be mounting, Picket Tarumma, Aglatoni, your little Sully, Wama, Picket Tarumun, you do have quite solid that can move in that high school, Nip, you think, Archie, in the Canning New Canning New Ramadan, Picket Tarum, that can money, the county, but that is it for a foreign letter.
If that works, we can look at setting up those kind of relationships with other villages over there, with our villages. In the Memorial District, there's 7 villages over there. And I'm sure if it works, that those other villages will want to look at doing the same thing. And it's just, our own people trying to get closer together from halfway across the world. If you don't have any other questions, I'll let you go on. If you got any, I'll answer.
Again, we'll move on to the next one on our agenda, D, State Funding Status Report. I'm Ray Green and Susie Eric. Maybe you can include also Manila report.
To me? Our top UL or council board here. There's Jake Stocker is the vice president, and Susie Honeycutt is board member, and Norma is secretary, alternate, and Sarah is a member, and G.S. Howard over there is one of our board members also.
We're going to have more copies made. I didn't make enough, so some of you have copies of them. At your last council meeting, I gave a report of, and tried to give you an idea of, you know, what we're going to be expecting from the state of Alaska for Manila programs. In this memo, the main part of the memo will be these right here, the numbers. We give you a list of the programs of what Manila has and what we show, we receive. Like the middle column, that shows you how much we're actually getting. You know, we're receiving more now. It's for sure now, we know what we're going to be getting. Like in public assistance, that's one program I think we're all familiar with. That's the food stamp program, the old age assistance program, the aid to families with dependent children, aid to the blind, aid to the disabled. That's that kind of programs. General relief, Medicare and Medicaid. Manila is receiving $180,000, and we received a cut. You can see that that last column there, it shows that we got a cut of $5,600. And because of that cut, we had to cut down on staff. We had to cut down on from one full-time position to one part-time. Those were the kind of changes we had to make, you know, within that program. We left in the eligibility technicians because those are the key people that travel, you know, to our villages. They travel to our villages and work with the fee agents. And we have them stationed here in Kotzebue, and they're the ones that are here and helping with the applications, anybody that wants to receive assistance. So that's one program. All the columns, the last column there, it shows, like for social services, we, for this year, starting July 1 until June 30 of 1987, we received a cut of over $200,000. So we've had to make a lot of changes in how, you know, we're going to run a program with those kind of cuts by receiving less money. We've looked at, we tried to keep in the key people, like the positions that we have in the villages. We, the Manila board said, do everything you can to leave them there. You know, don't take away jobs from our villages. So that's one of the things that I tried to do. So we tried to just look at what we have stationed here in Kotzebue. What kind of programs, you know, I mean, what kind of positions we could cut, not have them anymore for this year. Public health services, we got a cut of $42,000, so we're actually receiving $798,000. Alcoholism is one program that we really work hard on. This past winter, I even closed down the program for 2 months so we could try to see what we're not doing. You know, we've had this program ever since I started working for Manila in 1976, and it seems like, you know, we're not getting anywhere. We still keep on having a lot of alcohol and drug problems, so we closed shop for 2 months just to look at ourselves. We met with the Alcohol Advisory Council, and there was people sitting on there from each of the villages, and then we worked with all the different agencies that work in our alcoholism program, the court, the hospital, the magistrate, the state troopers, the police. We had a lot of meetings with these different people, trying to ask them, in, with Robert and Senator Ferguson and Norvik Village, because they've expressed a lot of interest in working with Manila, and asking them, you know, what we need to be doing, what kind of changes Manila should make to provide a better service in our alcoholism program. So that program has lost $35,000. Because of that, we had to cut one position. We didn't touch any of the villages. We left those intact, so we cut one position here at station here in Kotzebue. Then the other thing I need to mention about the alcoholism program is this year, or last winter, we started working with Norvik because they're interested in setting up a program within Norvik. A survey was done. All the people there in Norvik are saying, yes, we want to help. We'd like to have a treatment center or, you know, an office set up where they can provide direct counseling with their people. So we're trying to work on that now. We're trying to come up with money to work with Norvik in setting a treatment center there so people could be there like we have them here in Kotzebue, where we have up to 8 people that stay in our treatment center from this borough, this region. And some of our clients, our people that stay there, they're saying it would be better if we had a station in a village, a treatment center, not in Kotzebue. Because they said it's real hard once they get out, you know, the bars are here, and it's real hard for them to try to, you know, take care of themselves. So that's something that we're working with Senator Frank Ferguson and Mike Scott and the Alcohol Advisory Council that we have. And we're trying to set up a plan now of how we can, what needs, really needs to be done to set up Norvik, and then come up with the money. If we don't get any additional money from the state, then we're going to have to get money from the $665,000 that Manila is receiving from the state of Alaska. So those are things that we're trying to work out now. Once we get that set up, I'll have to bring it to the Manila Board of Directors and get their approval. But that's something that we really want to do, because it's the first time a village is saying, you know, we're here to help you. We want to set up a program within our village so we could help Manila and the parts of you, you know, work for solving our alcohol and drug problem. So that's something that we're trying to work with now. And then there's the mental health. We received a cut of over $28,000. It hasn't affected us too much. We're keeping the same staff there, because for the first time we're able to have more counselors that could pay more attention to our villages. Anytime there's any kind of a problem, whether it's a suicide attempt or death in the family, our counselors are able to go out there now and work with them. For example, when we had, you know, the, I think it was earlier this month in Kobuk, and our counselors right away were able to go to the village and work with the family, because that was something they wanted, you know, right now. And because we have more staff, qualified counselors in that program, mental health, Manila is able to do that. Before, we used to have a hard time because we didn't have enough people. Now we got enough counselors there to, you know, be able to work closely with families that need counseling, especially when there's, you know, like a death in the family. So we didn't cut down on any positions there. Only thing we cut down is like other things like supplies, less travel to out of the region, except, you know, we didn't try to cut down on the village trips, because that's important to us. And then for senior center, you see here that we've got a cut of over $47,000. And again, we have the same number of staff there, because that's really important to carry on in serving our elders. So we didn't cut down on staff. We've cut down in, you know, the other line items within the budget. There are three programs that we didn't get funding for, so what we had to try to do was what we call bare-bone budgets in each of the programs, so we could come up with money. We're trying to come up with money for like our pre-maternal home. And because we didn't get anything, you know, from the state, you'll see it shows for FY87, those last three programs, we didn't get any money. So we're trying to get money from, you know, the total amount that we received. So what Mary and her program managers had to do is try to see where we can get money to come up so we can continue to operate our pre-maternal home. So that's one of the things that you know, they've been able to do. One thing that's really going to hurt us, and I need to mention it to you, is for the last, 2 years or 3 years, we've been receiving patient travel money. And this year, we didn't receive any. Well, how much were you guys able to come up with? Did you guys pull out any from the other programs?
We haven't.
Okay, that's one of the things that we're trying to do. See, in the past, like the first year, we got $10,000 for patient travel. That's to help anybody that needs to go to Anchorage to see the doctor, or to come in from the village to here, or if someone needs to escort a family member to Anchorage. You know, Manila had that money to help out for travel. And even we've helped with people that need to stay in Anchorage for a long time. There's a long-term case, you know, like health care that is needed in Anchorage. We've been able to help that, help them out. We've even helped one family where they had to come from outside to
Colorado.
Okay, from Colorado to here. We've even helped out with travel. We used to use that money for that kind of thing. Now we don't have any of that money. So what Mary and them are trying to do is see where we can come up with money from the programs that we have listed here. Any money we could save, you know, for that kind of thing, we're going to try to do that. Because this is one program that has really helped a lot of our people. The reason why we're trying to do that is because our hospital, every year, they never have enough money to pay for patient travel. And we get a lot of calls on you know, that kind of a need. People are calling us, or calling Mary, or Mark Russell, or myself, and saying, we need to go to Anchorage, but we have no money to pay for our tickets. And so we try, you know, that's how we've been helping. In 1 month, for the month of June alone, Manilok had paid $18,000 just for travel money to help the hospital. That's just 1 month. The hospital paid $25,000 for 1 month, for the month of June, just to take care of emergencies, you know, like if there's an emergency in the village and they have to charter here. And sometimes if it's a real bad case, they have to charter to Anchorage. That's how come it's, you know, so it costs so much money. So that's what we're trying to help the hospital, to make sure that we're able to come up with money for patient travel. So that's one of the prematernal home, the social rehab center. Mary's going to report on that later. And Alfred, and the patient travel, prematernal home, and social rehab center. Those are the three programs we had to try to come up with more money just from what we're receiving, so we can make cuts, you know, in some of our programs. We're going to continue to work closely with Frank Ferguson and Al Adams to let them know what our needs are. Again, Mary and her staff will meet with Al and Frank before they go to Juneau in January to tell them what our needs are. We always do that every year, to tell them where we're really hurting, how much money we need, and that's, you know, how we're able to work and help. But this year it's been real hard because all over in the state, you know, everybody's getting cuts. We're just getting our share of what everybody is getting. So, you know, we understand that, and we're just trying to make do with what we're receiving. For our federal contracts, we also have Indian Health Services contracts, that's federal money, and BIA monies. We're working on those now. And then with BIA, they're telling us that we are going to receive cuts. We don't know how much right now. So at your next meeting, I'll be happy to give a report and let you know exactly what we're gonna receive from Indian Health Services and from BIA. Under IHS, we receive monies for our dental program, our community health practitioners, our health aides, you know, that are in the villages, our eye care program, our health education, those kind of programs that we have right now. I could let you know at your next meeting exactly how much we're going to be receiving. And then from BIA, we're talking about programs like agriculture, our scholarship program for our college students, adult vocational training for people that want to go to training either here at the Tech Center or in Anchorage or Seward, and our housing improvement program. That's one program that's, you know, really popular under our BIA program. At your next meeting, sometimes whenever you're next meeting will be after October 1. I'll have a good idea, hopefully, of what we're going to be receiving under BIA and Indian Health Services. So that's all I can say about those two right now. You know, I know for sure what we're going to receive from the state, but we don't know yet what we're going to receive. The final dollar amounts will be for BIA and Indian Health Services. That's all I have, unless Mary has anything to add. One other thing is for Upper Kobuk this past year, Manila received $15,000 for Upper Kobuk. That was Amber Shumnak and Kobuk's money that they used for their elders. That was only, they were able to use that money from July 1 of 85 to June 30 of 86. And it shows that last paragraph here that Upper Kobuk had spent a little over $13,000. And we're not able to carry over that money, you know, like the remainder of it. You know, we can't use it after June 30. So, and then, to my knowledge, for this, starting July 1, they didn't receive any additional funds. So Upper Kobuk no longer has that money, you know, to use, like when you guys have meetings in Amherst and Nakla Kobuk. And then for the hot springs, you know, the things that we were trying to do up there, that money is no longer available. And I think that was one other thing we wanted to be sure to mention too. But, you know, that doesn't mean we're not going to do anything anymore. We're going to keep on trying to help Upper Kobuk and any of the villages that ask, you know, for us to help them in trying to get money from the state of Alaska, and that's what I do and Mary Schaefer does, and we meet with Frank and Al, and those are the kind of things we let them know, you know, what kind of money we need to help our people. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
So we got the food exchange visit, so we did that. Mazza, jika you dollar money, ni clip more hap, kau digiga supaya dia tidak agak kaptur mana yang ini. Over half a million dollars, jangan clip lagi ni lagi. Tak kau money, tetap jika you digiga ni. Buat, sebab tidak muka kau digiga, tak ni hilang kaptur atau orang suruh beli mana. Tarum, awak ni nak ke? Nanti kita nak jalan ke? Kita, mana dia kerja sebab tu? Tak nak hai nak pan, manik mana? Ikan state jamin, mikir muktar tak tahu. Ia cuma ikut waktu tu. Alat kancil ni terima kanok, kanok tahu lah. Sikit mew, tak ada sebut mau tu nak pan mana guna mikir muktar nak pan.
May I ask, what do you have our rehabilitation?
How much do we have?
We got $150,000 this year, that's all.
And
we not $350,000. We requested over $500,000. Last year we got $500,000. I noticed that too, it's not listed,
yeah.
But we got $350,000 and what we're trying to do is, Marie mentioned, we're trying to get more monies from these other programs that just is to clinch this past June 30th. Ilako kapata sa mata ko this year, fiscal year, nakamit sa these other programs, ilako kamit pata, social rehab, munglu, suli, patient travel, binira. Suli prematernal hormone, pinira sana siwut, divide to lang lugu ila ko.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marie.
Thank you.
Short break, I'll let you talk about the morning. 10 minutes to noon, what, 20 minutes to another. Till I'm a shop now, I'll be talking to you. I'll be back down at the Marie La Cajada. Kupai kalau tiba kaput, kalau tiba juga, ada supaya.
Ini semalak plus yang tiba. How many residents have gone through the program at Souvenir Week and Rainy River? Ulang ni kapaglan ba January ni 12 isip dobin min and the mountain min. They went through our program. Four, Nachirut, they completed the whole program. Right now, Ilocatin Samatapko, four, Nachirut, Sabanitut, those at Samma. Myself with me, Glantana, Sabbat Niba.
I don't know. Colonel Chaga,
Sell with me at those city council nating with some sabak kanganing pinira sa kakut at those at Norvik min city council nating piglu sabanik ni dan sila at those at kigatanog min school lamang janitor sabarisub kak min yun isekto wala ka ni sabit kunya naktok kusak naktok kay matig na atau sesama mani akan mengatuk malguk sesama nacidot malguk pelaktot ukah seri luting takut malguk suli nalang ni leh luting pigmat ni takut Anvil Mountain mun tuyuk kita but ilokatik takut nurulah ngalap tuk utip damu utip pit kani kapit pit kinyang ini gitu iglo emma na cinyesok tapi emma itu iglang ngare gaptok esit kutun isekapta esit kutni na ani kami angel mountain ini sabda nyesok iglo tak matak menitok sini so six tapko January minyaglan they've gone through the program 4 completed malrok tapko to your tikluik anvil mountain man ukaksi magnet sama 6 the samani Riley Rekme tiktud suli kagun ane natinyak tilan sa may Alfred who is masik na eh but the program olang ni kami galang putam na the rehab program it's working we could see it already adiga iblang lang kuting suli iming last katakuting dasa muna si Bunler di kunlo na ka Riley Rekuting Riley Rekuting pinangaktot so we know with all the inupacs we have done they're working with these people that are going through the program it's working it's really working and after gum sama ukarira nagkisiga sa bari sukangat daily activities sama at lagari si Dorach Lewis are inupac values ilisod irach Lewis kinarayaj sa magtod ilakati ato si Mitsuli sama August Migok ilanel dito kasap ko 6 ngunod and September Mitsuli malrug pinyar naktug screening committee ki kisenik accept lakpati so the verdak apat tutik kay kasi dam na manikyoti ka nga at ko maring ukarira lang ka nga 500,000 ulang ni kakita ukir pero good sipin mo lang lang 500,000 ingisyo ka lang ni Jehud statement katak mating budgets all across the state 350,000 pinamit pinirati dam na nagulisip matok spend it wisely pira ko pero suli ilagungich ilagungich from last year's programs katilubit tap to tap ng mga 350,000 ng Philippine pilotas na tulit
Mary, I heard that your director resigned earlier.
Eh? Replacing a Kikutsuli, we've been asking for, we have some applications, we just haven't had a chance to sit down and screen the applications. I see seeing a korak pata sama because you're not a lot, dude. Right now, ubanga, I'm cornering that program. I'm watching it. So that the staff are not down there by themselves. I'm overseeing that program right now till we fill the director's position.
Riley, can't do it better.
Dory ni kusanak tunga or dasa mga nutak matat. Wilbur Atorak, Governor Philinor Lagda. First time book that lajang niya pan nito. When nila back to tapun nga malgong ni ka tuwa ka sa sini iliso din ni kang ego ko. Lajang minyasud na ga lajang tatu nga si te uksip luwit panekting urak luwit sup luwit si te tap ko enyak tot tasama ni ilisak tot enyak mata lat magbingit taksak orang ni uksun ni glu Labra ni glu, na jini glu in beso kluwich, ay eb ka kluwich to their relatives. Yeah, Ipiyat Avenue. When it was a glan, it was good. Kabanyag miti, after her ito, ilangit, itaro rabalat magko, natsir ne sa ngit, naka ulung ne sa ngit, naka sisong ne sa ngit, nalulut. So everybody, just like one big family, that one crew, they were all from up the river. Kasi mga mata, they were really helping each other. So it was just like one big family, all learning to natsirniak and ulungnak at the same time.
Thank you, Mary.
Kay mo talaga gulo mo piyan na tunog niya si upatmo na
kiko subli lugo utok kanat kuya hukita lismap lugoch tawrimiya program mamik tanda or lakni road or lakni shooting akal bulu janelyo tema kawat mga kani saku hutik tanda pisit maju rollan coordinator put money 2 years chairman ngulunga pikama ari tere or lakni gar tamna tupat pet itna manag mit akmagna amulugit itna isok tilap tini kayong na sawk lugit pip mating tere tamna kuya hukip si sibuli lugu suli na na kuya hukiga na na boarded staff pangilyo suli manilak boardangit suli suli school district Portang it Sule, Sule, Chargum Una, Olakni Changa Northwest. Ami Olakni Kasi Per District Sule, Staff Up to Majin Puyatika Sule Portangi. Tematamara Ato Chimun Katip Luri, so Tana Savaksaksi of Sing Pirari Xi Pinyakarari Xi Awat Mun Tatna. Nalau rutu nge chala hone upak tuni itna angir hotel re nya hone pi ni e ta na pi sin yak sut itna itna la re ni kapta ke ma ta re so pi nyak ta re le ga ge kut na na mi u ni ta na 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 region me ta na igle ro ti kut e pa bu ta ko te u kut kalu ke ma ta na pe ka ti gi sit ro re ta na igle sikap si tarna so tigul la gari se sapin ni richik si so paya tarna kanok na rokrok tik sa o kap sing ke ma tarna tin sa wari lit la gari se tarna si buli blu ku ya tigil la kiga ke ma suli uki iwak tarna nuna kira ni sinik sa liga na nuri ya ku ili si ma ik si tarna mo na pisana na chip si ke ma tarna 2 weeks sa wakak nuwa 2 weeks off pakama ilan ni kanut chip tikisip man ilam naka naka sur tana ilang serudik pip mada sinyak salgu nyang nasa hari wana na board meeting kapta ukiwak ukinang sa rolan luru makadigi kamduk itna kodigi ka uwa rolan uwa tabruma uwa sabama right now na chanang changa uwa sabara evangelist work up tana Pitu klugu isumatigiga umaga sabaga kami. Itna kami itna kanga swa kami last year the meeting board tanun tamna kenyu piyuko na kulo kisi walog tuk tarama kanok ki yumiga ne na kanga pero kuma pero lima pero pat nga pat sa nga paksa nagat ka sunabu uwa ukotigiga ni kangat ni Ukir no tag me report tak tau me kemudahna tak mani klim ni every Sunday dahna Sunday school open tau me dahna tak pun ngan dapat panik sulit step panik tak pun ngan Sunday school ngulu hari dua report tak kama kemil ni support di klub biarlah connect room dipaksa ukir pun tak munga ikayu tau ni rakup rumah tak pun ngan dahna Sihun nernya mata kuyangit kasule. Nukat pet ikayong nalapaya kata duk-duk mani ikto ni. a glad Mary of Hakto Kuwaitung Luch, Kuwaitung Tut. Oksap, Nayo Lolly Napit one time at Naptua, Monga, Monga Kama, in Naka Uva, Ichigon, but Pet, Kano Hudding is a tone of what? Uva Ilokating, Tatna, Kuwaitung Meat, or Kawak Meat, Kano Hudding is a tone of Panaga, Agayakagisa, Umichera, Huit Pivati. It now comes up to learn it's more kind of look up. Tadna, I'll wash up a ding, Fox Seraph, Tema, Tapo Glan Malhook, Mary Mokotika, Ujectic Abut, Ilakata, and any Mera Glan Savonia, Tapo Sisamatri, and any Tony, Ilopatic Tatna Kenya Tony, Imya, I'll wash you rafting, who you're similar. Kuyok sinechat. Kiban taku nerving miyat ilangat isip toro karena inyong bulune iglangat leyoro hit narat. So kutuk sri leyoro kangen pagsakang ilakama iglangarik so na tamara inyuit at lagi narat alwak suktat nukat bet. Pari nyo sa di council ni ilyoro misuli kematat na apatutukat katap ko Uba kanologi bising mana anirap sabak seorang anak itu pun bising nak switch. Hari ini yang kita recommendation itu taraf punya kalau nak seorang kan ni orang punya mah kita dah nak kenyang lah macam isuk tulang itu kita yang nak share itu nak macam pertama kita ni steady job kerja ni kan off and on job kan pertama bis ni dulu kita Salut Missouri, look at Bell of Pacati, Calamari Monarch, 40, Luca of Nakama, given down the City Council. The Marissa Wangoni, I think. What? We are all up near Luke Givane, so near with me. You know, particularly Simulfi, Pinyasunik, Pinyasunik, look at Panic, and Mrs. Samani, all up near Luke, I think. Nada kibane napta kelgeler tu malguin suli keruk tak pelukin hat luting nan gerder suri pelukut itna suling tanil isori pelukut, kamera inyupet elektrisin mato tanah kopo tigera kayu taku agmaka pinjam mata Wata kuninga ilinjira kasibit ina chiniglo apa suktak si manatut anggang nasut ilokating tanan nukat peta ko na kanok inyo na lipsit ni ilinjira ako ni ili ba tanan short time ito akra laslap ni tablo mani tanan wabtik na inyo ni sulukurit yukut ilangit ilismok nirotami ilangit nutak nutaw mamu hanmura yun muka Mama mikro nulu leh kuting naka kisru kisu payan nulu leh kuting hancur tu di sana ni. Tidak, tamadz sabang kita nahi ini wajib suli sumik hari sumik tamadz like kan jadi lo ikaming ikayok tiket luic karena supaya kami iliso tiket hari juga karena juga Staff meeting good, tidak mati good, hari kami lalu pergi tak tahu. Offer nak dulu, mesti sembilan kita tahu ni itna, orang orang ni itna kat lekota, kat yang mati raga mati good nak pulang lalu pergi tak tahu. Karena ni, kanop pisla kat sini ni jis mau kita. What Riley rekmi, terim sinyane, inyunya sembilan kita ni buat. Terus silent juga ni, latihnya. Kebetulan, umai je tahun ini kena sembilan jero, perkhidmatan. Kami boleh sewa dia lah, lupa lagi pulak.
slaughter. Tamatko staff at Ilagi, Nalunak suit in the pet electrocinemi, Nalula Passman, who got pairing in Nalukimage, Utana, Simun Sap, Singit Tariat, Nadatna, Kanichimun, he saw Rubik Hamon in the passing. Okay, Hamane, now agreed with me, video camera make. Yakni lain kedua kita terpatahkan di jadi itu ilan kekahan tanah. Sebab mata wanita tanah glit of fluid opak mata tanah di jiwa kekahan dia ada yang ulang lagi sukar. Kita pergi. Ya, kita tak kita tak kena kita. It was one time that when we were working on the sled and when I was showing them those independent
safe. Kami sudah sama kunjungan ke mata candle ni agli di mik kami.
Kita pun dapat pet, aku pun boleh cari kerana pilihan tak lucu. Jadi sini nak kau di kawat, kan aku ni petura macam macam kita kerja. Staff tu ni karena kanu pet macam alah kawat. Kita mesti aku untuk kau untuk tu nak kau untuk kawat. Akhirnya. Apa esok cuma aku kan itu manik esok tak muka atas ni hanya 50,000 tak kalau tu berapa kan mana apa kat dulu mic start tu kita kat cutting temer tanya tu kau di mana hari tahu semua tu esok tu tu ni tuwa 350,000 tu na 150,000 mic ukir ni mic itu kalau tu aglan ini esok malam ni. Isu masalah ni, karena ayu resip matun iya senyap ya, ayu resip matun itna, terima kau nagi lugu, kini kaya lagi semua nagi, nabi saw tigo ayu nagi, ukir tahu rumah 500,000 min, light planted jello, snow coat jello, pinjarut, suli, sup, atlet, karena temaran cul lawaya loret, supaya tanah pati lugu.
Telephone
supaya terdakna dok six table rumah kan 500,000 arin dok six semua kita dakna dua terima dok six oleh kita ekonomi you mean I do it we probably have to buy some more tools some more broken but it won't cost like that.